David Kent, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you back. We're going to be talking about your history with the orchestra, which we've spoken about before, but this with the lens of the fact that when you joined the orchestra back in 1981, I believe it is, they were still performing at Massey Hall. What was the atmosphere like there back then?
Well, I mean, the funny thing is that it's things have changed, obviously, a lot in all respects, but even with respect to orchestra rehearsal protocol. My first year with the orchestra, of course, was the last year of Massey Hall. I knew it at the time. It was a different era in terms of some of the physical protocols. For example, in those days, the orchestra actually changed more or less in the same room.
Okay, the whole orchestra.
Yeah. Right. Well, some people, you know, would come change, but the basement, you know, the physical, the plant issues in Massey Hall were not obviously what they are in Roy Thomson Hall. So there were no separate dressing rooms, except for, of course, the conductor and the concertmaster. I mean, when I auditioned for the orchestra, I was sitting in that same large room with maybe 50 other timpani players banging on their knees, and then we went one by one up to the hall. So that was a really amazing part of it. And, you know, the orchestra used to then rehearse Sunday mornings. The reason I mention that is because every Sunday morning, first of all, up in the top of Massey Hall, that is to say above where the stage is, right up in the ceiling, it used to have an apartment.
Oh.
And yeah, that apartment was inhabited by the building maintenance guy. He was sort of like the minder of Massey Hall. And he lived up there all the time. And it was so beautiful. Sunday morning, usually we'd smell corned beef.
Oh, wow.
The whole hall was sort of corned beef. And that was kind of an interesting element, the home, the feeling of it was a little bit homey, right? And also what I realize now, that there were some real legacy conductors. I mean, I had the pleasure of playing with some of these conductors that are legends now. It was just so terrific. So that's another thing I associate Massey Hall with.
Well, it seems very fitting because Massey Hall, you know, in Toronto in general, has such an historic aura around it.
Of course, I remember, well, one thing that was really interesting in the symphony was recording at Massey Hall, because the problem with Massey Hall is the traffic was quite audible. And so you had sirens and all sorts of stuff going on. So we could never record there during business hours. We used to record late at night, and we would have to retake things. Every time there'd be a siren to go off, we'd have to redo it. All that was, needless to say, solved when we came to Roy Thomson Hall.
I wanted to ask, actually, what that move in 1982 to the brand new Roy Thomson Hall changed for the orchestra.
Well, of course, the advantage to me being, you know, younger is that for me, Massey Hall was a starting point, but Roy Thomson Hall was the hall into which I had to really grow a lot. The change between the hall was quite remarkable. They're very opposite in many ways, not just looking, but they're opposite in terms of the setup of the stage. Roy Thomson Hall is a different shape instead of the box, shoebox shaped. So it was a big change for most people. There was always things about Massey Hall. You could say, well, I miss that and I miss this. But in the end, we just grow into what it is we have to play with. And it's interesting to see what Massey Hall, will it sound significantly different, is the big question.
Right. Do you think that over the stretch of that time, your ears will recognize a change?
Well, yeah, that's another thing, because it'll be interesting to see how the orchestra responds to that. I guess a bit like going on tour, ironically, we'll have just come from Carnegie Hall and Chicago and Ottawa. So we'll have four, not just three, but four different halls, plus Roy Thomson Hall, all in the space of 1 week.
Now, the TSO has played back in, you know, Massey Hall from time to time, and there was a tradition for a while there would always be one program at Massey Hall. But are you looking forward to this particular return and its historic significance as being part of the 100th anniversary of the orchestra?
Well, I mean, no question about it. For me, on a whole bunch of different levels, this concert is really meaningful. First of all, Tchaikovsky Fifth was the first piece that I saw performed by a symphony orchestra. And I'll never forget that performance. And the Moussa Symphony, of course, has a big timpani part. It's fun to play that as well. And we'll have just come off the road playing it. So it's going to be a great concert.
Well, David Kent, thanks so much for taking the time to share your memories of Massey Hall. Looking forward to hearing you all there.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it.